previously on the Bringman Adventures.
We'd like to send Kate along with you.
I'm going to have to look after her. Don't you see that?
Just be patient.
Good day and welcome to Papua New Guinea.
Get out of the truck. Don't try anything or you'll be sorry.
Kate, Michelle, and the rest of the team are in trouble. Five warriors have taken control of the flatbed pickup truck, and the team is at their mercy. Let's join them now as their captors drive the truck down a dangerous mountain road.
You people be quiet.
Here, take my camera. Get a picture of me and my guard. Try to get his knife in the shot.
Are you crazy, Heather? He'll kill us.
Where are they taking us?
I don't know, but don't worry. If they were going to hurt us, they would have done it already.
Then why are they still pointing their arrows and spears at us?
Just keep praying, Kate.
It looks like we're stopping.
Welcome to our village. We are your tribespeople,
no
and we welcome you.
Here comes Raj in another pickup truck. This was a total setup.
We got you blokes good. You should have seen the looks on your faces.
I don't know whether to be relieved or angry.
I'll never forget that greeting. All right, everybody, grab your bags out of the truck. Raj will show you where you'll be sleeping.
Ladies, you're in that bamboo treehouse over there.
Oh, cool. I've always wanted to sleep in a treehouse.
Kate, you're forgetting your bag.
Oops.
You really need to pay attention, okay?
Okay. Hey, there's a girl watching us from behind that tree.
Hello. Do you speak English?
Yes.
My name is Michelle. And this is my sister, Kate.
Pleased to meet you. My name is Dahlia.
That's a pretty name.
Thank you.
It's nice to meet you. Are you a Christian?
Kate,
I need to go.
That was strange.
Girls, I see you've already met Dahlia.
Yeah, I think Kate scared her away.
Oh, Dahlia doesn't scare that easy.
I asked her if she was a Christian and she just ran off.
Not surprising. Her family's been resistant to the gospel. Talia attends mission school, so she knows about Jesus. But she doesn't believe. We keep praying God will soften her heart. Follow me, girls. Let's get you moved in.
Team, we've been waiting for this moment for weeks. Are you ready to start swinging hammers?
Yeah, I'm stoked.
Absolutely.
Let's get moving.
As you know, the structure will serve two purposes. During the week, it'll be a dining hall for the school, and on Sunday, their church.
Do you really think we can finish this in 6 weeks?
I do, but we'll need to work hard and fast. Each of you will need to do your part. Remember, injuries will really slow us down, so work safe.
Always wear your helmet, gloves, and goggles on the job site.
You each have different tasks based on your abilities. Some days we'll be working in smaller groups, but today we're going to be working together. Everybody grab a shovel. We're going to level the ground and bury the footings.
You need to stay hydrated. Fill your water bottle at least 4 times a day.
And so where's the potty?
There's an outhouse over there. Just be careful. Raj said they moved it recently and they haven't had a chance to fill the old hole next to it.
And you will not want to fall into that hole, soldiers.
Gnarly!
What in the world was that?
Oh no!
What is it, Kate?
That's a cassowary call. I'm sure of it.
What do we do?
Circle up, everybody. Stand back to back.
There it is, at the edge of the trees.
It's running towards us.
Hold your shovels up in the air.
I thought you said they were rare.
Calm down, everyone. Cody and Mitch, it's heading towards your side. If it gets close, hit it with your shovel.
They jump and kick at the same time. Watch out for its claws.
Dude, this is so wrong. I'm gonna get killed by a bird.
Cody, get ready. Here he comes.
Why did it stop? It's just sitting there.
Abigail! No! Bad birdie.
Abigail?
Huh?
Those are friends. You be nice.
Are you kidding me?
Yours?
Hey, guys. Sorry I'm late. Remember I told you about my pet cassowary?
I thought he was joking about having a pet cattleberry.
Cassowary.
I hatched her and raised her from a chick, so she thinks I'm her mom.
Is she safe?
To my friends, she's like an overgrown chicken.
She makes a great guard bird.
That's right. There's been no thievery on the mission compound since Abigail reached adulthood.
Well, we're anxious and ready to start, Raj. Let's get this show on the road.
The group makes good time. They finish the floor in just a week and then start the walls. After work, the team often relaxes by the pond or visits with the nationals. Michelle and Kate become good friends with Dahlia. Right now, they're walking down the mission road as the evening sun fades into the misty mountains.
What are these trees with little red cherries on them?
They are coffee trees. With these trees, my people get their money.
This coffee right now is ready to be harvested. Here, try a berry. They are sweet.
Mmm, you're right. Spit the slimy bean out.
Talia, have you ever seen a bird of paradise?
Sure, many times. There are lots of different kinds, you know.
Yeah, there's about 40 species. Have you ever seen a bluebird of paradise?
Those are very rare because they are prized by the hunters. They make a very strange sound.
I know. I would love to hear one. And see one.
Can you two keep secret?
Mm-hmm.
There is a male and female nesting right now in the valley. They keep it secret so they be safe. Maybe I can take you there on Sunday.
Yeah. Wow, that would be great.
Girlies, we need your help.
Sure, we'd love to help you.
Great. There's a village pig loose on the compound. I need you to help us chase it down.
Okay. This is so fun. I love pig chases, especially in the dark.
Just don't go down by the work site. I wouldn't want you getting hurt.
Come on, I bet I know where it is. They like to hide in the grass by the pond.
Are you coming, Kate? I'll be right there.
There's something running down the hill. A dog? That's the pig. No, don't go towards the job site. I can't follow you there. Come back, little piggy. No, stop, or I'll lose you. Well, maybe if I'm careful.
Piggy! Piggy, where are you going? Come back! Ah!
Oh! Oh, it stinks! Oh! Someone! Oh, it smells! I must be in the... I'm sinking! Oh, no! Oh, no! Someone, please help! I can't get out!
Meanwhile, on the other side of the world, it's 6 a.m. in the Brinkman home. Isaac has just gotten out of bed, and he thinks he's come up with a way to convince his sister he was adopted.
Hey, Mom, what you doing?
Good morning, Isaac. I'm checking my email.
Oh, can you check something for me?
Sure, what?
How about my name?
Okay, let's see. Isaac Brinkman. Interesting.
What? What's it say?
It says there was an Isaac Brinkman born in Grasshopper Junction, Arizona. That's a funny name for a town, Grasshopper Junction.
Thanks, Mom.
You're welcome, I guess. Grasshopper Junction, go figure.
Kitchy, I did it.
What'd you do?
I proved it. I was born in Grasshopper Junction.
What are you talking about?
It said Isaac Brinkman was born in Grasshopper Junction.
Mom looked up my name.
What you found is someone else with the same name as you. Good try, though. I know what we could do. Call the county courthouse. They'll have the record of your birth. That'll settle this, Isaac.
When Kittrey and Isaac call the county courthouse, they discover there is no record of an Isaac Brinkman being born in their county. Kittrey's beginning to believe that maybe Isaac really was adopted. Meanwhile, back in Papua New Guinea, Doug's organizing a search party to find Kate.
Okay, guys, we're going to fan out. I want you to search in groups of two.
All right.
One person hold the flashlight, the other person can hit the grass with a stick to scare the snakes.
Okay.
Snakes? No way.
Talia, you know the way around. Could you help us?
Sure, I'll go with Michelle.
Where could she be? She was right behind us. Kate.
Let's pray before we split up. Lord, you know where Kate is. Please lead us to her quickly.
Father, would you please keep my sister safe? And don't let...
Father, will you keep your hand on Kate? In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, gang. Let's go.
Are you okay, Michelle?
Yeah. Thanks so much for helping us.
Michelle... You talk to God like you believe he is listening.
He is listening. He hears our prayers and he answers them. He cares about us.
They told me about him in school. I believe he cares about you. Not me, though. I'll never be good enough.
Talia, I've done bad things, too. But he sent his son to take our punishment. Jesus died for my sins and your sins. He offers us
I hear something. Do you hear that? This way.
I hear. Come on. Kate! Kate, can you hear me?
No, right here!
Oh no! She fell in the stinky hole!
Ew! Kate, can you reach our hands?
Yeah, get me out of here.
Yuck, they're all slippery. How'd you get it all over your hands? And your face. Ew. Okay, pull. Pull, Talia. Oh, okay. What a mess. Look at you. Oh, yuck. Oh, what happened?
I saw the pig. I knew I shouldn't come down, but I thought if I was careful...
Let's go to the bathhouse and get you cleaned up.
Kate, you look dirtier than the pig.
Talia, you were saying how you weren't good enough for God. The Bible says that our goodness is like filthy rags in God's sight.
Like these filthy rags.
Exactly, Kate. You know, we've all sort of fallen into a pit and need someone to rescue us. Jesus is that rescuer.
You make me think, Michelle. And Kate, you make me plug my nose. I need to go home. I'll see you 2 in the morning.
Thanks for your help, Talia.
Yeah, thanks.
Good night.
Oi, surfer boy, pass me that hammer.
Yes, sir.
Abigail, come back here with our lunchbox. Cody, help me catch that big bird.
Mr. Raj, do you think someone else could help with that?
Still scared of my sweet Abigail? You big baby. Abby, drop that fruit now. Come back here, you thieving bird. This time you're getting it.
Heather, could you get me a box of nails?
Here you go, Mitch. Isn't that the third time she's used the outhouse this morning? Does she look a little pale to you, or is it just my imagination? Kate!
She just collapsed.
Hi there. This is Michelle Brinkman. I hope you're enjoying today's adventure. Do you know there are many other Christian workers around the world with amazing stories? You may have heard of one of these stories or even experienced one yourself. If so, I'd love to hear from you. I'd also like to hear what you think about today's adventure. You can reach me by visiting our cool new website. There, you can also find behind-the-scenes video, missionary interviews, bloopers, fun facts, and more. Log on today at www.brinkmanadventures.com.
How you doing, Kate?
My heart feels funny. Where am I?
You passed out down at the job site, and now you're in the mission infirmary. Your heart feels funny because it's beating very fast.
Lie still and try to relax, okay? There's a bathroom through that door.
Kate, we think what you have is called cholera. We're pretty sure you picked it up a couple of days ago when you fell into the hole.
Is cholera bad?
Well, it's not good. But it's treatable. It gives you diarrhea and it makes you throw up. Raj has some medical training and he's going to help you.
If you caught it 100 years ago, you'd be in worse shape, girlie. Today, we have medicine. We're going to replace the water you're losing with this stuff. How does orange flavor sound?
What are my other choices?
Orange.
I'll pass. I feel a little sick anyway.
Kate, it's really important that you drink, even if you don't feel like it. Your life could depend on this.
Michelle has offered to stay in the room here with you. She'll be making sure you drink every 15 minutes. Mrs. Bourne and I will check in every hour.
Michelle, I've made a radio call to the coast, and they'll be contacting your family to let them know what's going on.
Okay.
Man, I wish there was something we could do. We can't even talk to her.
This is really hard, Jack.
Can we pray for Kate?
That's a great idea, Gracie. Why don't we hold hands? Lord, we're thousands of miles away, so we can't help Kate, but you're with her right now. Please, comfort her and protect her. We commit our daughter, our sister, into your hands.
Jesus, please make Kate better.
Help her not to worry, Lord. Could you keep her from throwing up?
Father, please help Michelle as she looks after her sister. We ask that you restore Kate and somehow bring glory to yourself through this difficult situation.
And God, help her to stop having diarrhea so she can get better.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, there's nothing more we can do for Kate, kids. Why don't we finish our summer science unit, and that'll help keep our minds occupied.
Science, my favorite!
Are we going to talk about blood again?
Well, that's my cue. I'll see you guys after my meeting.
See you, dear. Sorry, Gracie. We're still studying blood. So, yesterday we pricked your fingers to test your blood type. Who remembers what the types are? Kitri?
A, B, AB, and O.
Yeah.
And don't forget, each one can either be positive or negative.
Good job. Well, I tested your blood, and guess what? You are all O positives, except for Isaac. Isaac, you're B negative.
Sweet, I knew it. Huh?
It looks like Isaac may have been adopted. While Kitri wonders why their parents hid this from the family, Isaac can't wait to tell his friend Luke the exciting news. Meanwhile, in Papua New Guinea, Kate's condition has gone from bad to worse. It's been 2 weeks now, and she no longer has the strength to get out of bed. Shannon and Michelle take turns attending to her 24 hours a day.
Kate, I wish you'd wake up. You need to drink. Lord, I'm so worried for her. She's skin and bones. God, I'm sorry I didn't want her with me. Please forgive me, Lord.
Huh? Did you say something, Michelle?
Kate, you're awake. You've been asleep for 2 hours. Here, you need to drink this whole glass.
Thanks.
Kate, will you forgive me for the things I said? You know, about not wanting you to come along this summer.
Sure, Michelle. You're probably really wishing I wasn't here now.
No, Katie. I'm glad you're here. It's really helped me to see things more clearly. I really do love you. Please forgive me for being a bad sister.
You're not a bad sister. I'm the one who's been bad. God has shown me some things I need to change. Can you forgive me, Michelle?
Of course. Oh, I love you so much.
I love you.
What's wrong, girls?
Nothing.
Talia and Heather are here. They want to talk to you, Michelle.
Could you ask them to come in? I'm sure Kate would like to see them, too.
Come on in, ladies.
Hey, how you doing, Kate?
I didn't throw up yet today, so that's good.
So, Kate, we were wondering, well, we wanted to see the Bluebird of Paradise, and Talia thinks to leave the nesting site soon.
I know you really want to see them. Maybe they will still be there when you are well.
Yeah.
Michelle, do you want to go with them? I can stay here with Kate.
Thanks, Mrs. Bourne. But why don't you go? I'll stay here.
Okay. We'll be back in a couple of hours. Mr. Raj is around in case you need something.
Thanks. Happy bird hunting.
Get some good video. Michelle, do you know what's for supper tonight?
No, I don't. Why? Are you hungry?
Yes, I think I am.
That's great news.
Do you hear that?
What is it?
That's a bluebird of paradise.
No way!
Quick, help me out of bed. Up there in the tree, a male, he's calling his mate.
That's crazy. It sounds like someone playing with a balloon.
It's like he's laughing. Look, there's the female.
What in the world is he doing now? He's hanging upside down.
No way. He's displaying. He's going to make the sound.
That noise. It almost sounds electronic.
Even more amazing than I thought.
Delivered right to our doorstep. Thank you, Lord.
Kate, you're sitting up. You're getting your color back. How do you feel?
Really good. Michelle made me a delicious lunch.
You ate? That's awesome.
Praise God, you're getting better.
We did not see the birds of paradise. They left.
Actually, I think the Lord might have sent them to us.
What?
While you guys were hiking in the valley, we watched both of them in the tree out there.
No way!
This is amazing. I have never seen them near the village. God really loves you, Kate. Michelle, I'm going to miss you when you leave.
Let's write each other, okay?
I want what you have.
What do you mean?
I've been watching you. These last 2 weeks, you've not left your sister's side. You are a great sister.
Talia, to be honest, I didn't even want her to come. My parents sent her with me. But God changed my heart towards her and put his love inside of me.
I believe you, and I want that kind of love.
then accept Jesus as your Savior. Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. We can pray right now if you'd like.
What do I say?
Tell him that you believe he is who he claims to be, God's Son, and tell him you accept his forgiveness and want him to be Lord of your life.
Jesus, I have heard all about you in my school. I have been scared about what my father would say if I believed. I also have been scared to come to you because of all the things I have done. Please forgive me for being a bad person. Today I give you my life. Amen.
I love you, Talia. Thank you for helping me know him, Michelle. Even if I never come back here, we'll see each other again in heaven someday.
Team, this has been a great summer.
Yes.
Kate, I'm glad you were able to pitch in this last week.
Me too.
As you all know, we're not going to finish this project, but that's okay. Another group will carry on where we left off.
That's right.
Me and Abigail's going to miss y'all, especially you, Cody.
Likewise.
Abigail, go give your new friend a kiss goodbye.
Please, no, Mr. Raj.
Okay, Raj, I think we're ready to go.
Well then, pile in, blokes.
No surprises on this trip, right, Raj?
No promises, Mike. No promises.
The team drives back to the Goroka Airport without incident. After returning to the States, they spend a few days together debriefing and then travel home to their families. Let's join Michelle and Kate now as they finish telling about the trip.
That's an amazing story.
Oh, it sure is.
Wow, what a summer.
I want to see a casserole.
Me, I want to see a blueberry paradise.
blueberry paradise.
I'm curious about what you two learned. Could you each tell us one thing that God taught you?
Well, he showed me I have to be obedient. I need to obey him and start by obeying my leaders and parents. If I had listened to Mr. Raj, I never would have fallen in that hole. Our team couldn't finish the project because I got sick.
That's an important lesson, Kate.
During one of my quiet times, I found a good verse and memorized it. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. With God's help, I'm going to do better at this.
Kate, that's wonderful.
And how about you, Michelle?
Well, I think I learned to trust him more. I did a lot of thinking about Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. I had my idea of how this trip was supposed to go. I wanted to go to Papua New Guinea and help the Nationals. The last thing I wanted was to watch over Kate. I'm sorry. I really didn't want you to come.
It's okay, Michelle.
But God had other ideas. He wanted Kate there. It took a trip around the world for me to realize that my love for others starts with the family he's given me. In the end, I saw that he had a plan. He used my love for Kate to reach Talia, and now she's been adopted into God's family.
Just like me.
That's profound.
What did you just say, Isaac?
I said, just like me.
Why didn't you tell us that you adopted Isaac?
What?
Huh? You think you were adopted?
Yeah.
Why?
Lots of reasons.
We checked it out. You don't have his birth certificate. There's no baby pictures of him. And the mayor's office doesn't know about him.
Don't forget, Kitty, my blood's different too.
Well, you've built a pretty good case, you little detectives.
Adopted kids are special, right, Dad?
You bet they are. And Isaac, you are really special, but you weren't adopted, bud.
What?
Our camera broke when you were a baby. I'm sure your birth certificate is just misplaced.
You weren't born in this county, so the courthouse naturally wouldn't have a record of your birth. And just because your blood type is different, that doesn't mean you were adopted.
I wish I was adopted.
Isaac, being adopted is really special. The Bible talks a lot about it.
But Isaac, you need to know that you're special in our eyes. Adopted or not adopted, you're our kid given to us by God, and we love you.
I love you too, Mom, Dad.
And kids, next time you have a question, ask us.
Yes.
We would never hide something like this from you.
Yes, yes, Dad.
Yes, Dad.
Yeah, let's play hide and seek.
Okay, Dad's it. Counting to 50.
One.
Let's go!
Two. Money,
follow me, Charlie.
Three.
You have the perfect spot,
Four.
Gracie. Come with me.
Five.
What an extraordinary summer for the Brinkman family. They learned important lessons about trust, obedience, and family relationships. While some of the characters in today's episode are fictitious, Papua New Guinea is based on an actual short-term mission trip to that country. To find out more about the real story or to learn more about short-term mission trips, visit our website, www.brinkmanadventures.com. You've been listening to The Brinkman Adventures, a brand new audio drama. Be sure to tune in next time for a thrilling Alaskan adventure.
Kids, Jesus told us to go and make disciples of all the nations. Let's give ourselves fully to Him and share His good news until the whole world hears.